Comedy is interesting because it often gives us a different view on a situation. A young man pulled up in his car to a drugstore wanting to get some medication quickly, and he saw the person locking up. And the guy says, "Why are you locking up? You should be open. You say you're open 24 hours a day." And the guy said, "Yes, but not in a row." It's funny because we know it's impossible. But it's a play on words. It makes us think a different way. And that's what today's Gospels about the Samaritan woman makes us think. One of the greatest responsibilities and powers that God gave us is the ability to freely choose for our life. It's a responsibility and a power that is so awesome that we are sometimes afraid of it. And we say things like, "He ruined my day. She ruined my life. If it wasn't for this, I would be happy. My life would have been totally different if only for that person, for that accident, for that situation." And the Christian gospel says, once again, the goal of the Christian life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. And that is always in your power, to become good. But once again, that responsibility is so frightening. Oh, if only my parents were different. Oh, if only my school was different. If I was taller, shorter, richer, poorer, beautiful, then I would be different. Many of the addictions to behavior or substances spring from the fear of being in control of your own life. Because it is difficult, because it is uncertain, it is much easier to say and throw that responsibility on a situation, on a circumstance, on a person, or a family, than to say, no matter what circumstances I am in, my goal is to be beautiful, my goal is to become a great person, to help others, to flower in my life, especially where beauty and God's grace appears absent. It's in the desert that we miss water the most. And it is in the circumstances of selfishness and anger and ugliness that Christian grace is most needed. I am this way because I have chosen this, is the hardest, bravest thing to say. But if we really want to be beautiful and answer the call of God to be in control of our lives, then we have to say, every obstacle becomes a challenge, every negative person becomes someone that I may be able to help to change. But whatever the circumstance, it will never rule me, control me, because slavery is not in my life. I choose freedom, responsibility, and beauty because that is the gift that God gave me, and I will never give it away or throw it away. Christos Voskres.